is expected to approve the articles of impeachment next week. The Senate could take them up at the start of the new year. The flu season's off to a fast and deadly start.
Preliminary estimates from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention find 1,300 people have already died from the virus. Overall, there have been more than 2.5 million reported cases of flu illness, and those numbers continue to rise. Sean Langel, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
Mr. Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I know I said my mailbox location would close December 10th, but I am going to have a two-day leftover sale this Friday and Saturday. I will be there both days to sell off as much as I can before we start moving out Monday. There are still a lot of nice mattresses and beds, as well as odds and ends. My Montgomery locations are having an end-of-year clearance sale. I have a bunch of excess inventory to liquidate, including latex, memory foam, and hybrid mattresses. We just received a few full-size adjustable bases with head and foot adjustments selling for only $3.99, twin longs for only $2.99, and some queen for only $4.49. We have a large selection of twin long mattresses on closeout, and we have split king sheets on sale, as well as some really nice pillows. A new pillow makes a really appreciated present, but a new mattress can be life-changing. We have the area's largest selection of mattresses, always discounted. Come see us Monday through Saturday in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway, and two final sale days in Millbrook, Friday and Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Want to know the sneaky way to get the perfect gift this holiday season? Just tiptoe into your loved one's closets and look at their shoe sizes. Then head to Skechers and make this holiday the most comfortable ever. Because at Skechers, we have ultra-comfy, ultra-affordable shoes you can buy everybody you know. Let's start with the kids. We have stretch fit, shoes that light up, and many more. And how about for mom, dad, and even the grandparents? We've got boots, sneakers, slip-ons, and so much more. Find Skechers at Skechers.com, at a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving with new lower auto rates. You get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news for the weekend. We're enjoying a brief break in between storm systems, and it's perfect timing. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, overnight low 41. Tomorrow should be a nice day. Mostly sunny, warmer, high in the upper 60s. That storm system on Monday needs to be watched, and we're keeping a close eye on it.
Showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by Monday afternoon, Monday night. Some of the storms could possibly be severe. All modes of severe weather are possible. Stay on top of the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome to Clearing the Air. A little Mitch Ryder with help from John Mellencamp and his band doing an old Prince song. Hey, we have Frank. Hey, Frank, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
Well.
Hey, how's it going, Frank?
Good, thank you. Hey, very interesting show tonight. And a couple things I want to talk about. One is going to tie in a lot if we have time.
Sure, go ahead.
But the first question is I want to ask you guys, Behemoth and Leviathan.
Mm-hmm.
What or who were they? And then if we have time, I'd like to talk about the Collins Elite, the Nasties, and what you're talking about tonight. But start with Behemoth and Leviathan. Who are they?
I thought they were some kind of animal that was alive back then. That's what I thought, but I don't know. So what it seemed to me, I mean, the way the Bible describes it, is some kind of scaly monster from the depths, right?
Maybe dinosaurs.
Yeah, I think you're going to be surprised. But Postman, any idea?
To me, the Leviathan is a sea creature. It's that giant sea creature that most of the sailors back before 1000 and after 1000, like 16th, 17th century, that they saw on the ocean, and some of them got attacked and. Some of them didn't even live to actually tell the story of what actually attacked them and sank the ship.
Like the Hydra?
Something similar to that, but the...
Teeth out of the Hydra upon you.
I think the one Frank's talking about, it looks like a snake, but it's huge. It came from old Tiamat when Tiamat was destroyed and the...
So pre-Adamic.
The third part of Tiamat that came here and became the Earth, that everything was destroyed on that planet, because when they came back to survey it, they found that everything was dead on it, including a creature that they call Tanin. That's the classification of it, Tanin.
Okay.
And
I have a bit of a different version, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And they actually reseeded the planet and reseeded the ocean with the Leviathan or the Tanin, and he still exists today.
I agree with you. That part I agree with you.
There are several different versions of them.
What are they, Frank?
Okay, Jason.
Yes, sir.
your thought.
I'm quite certain that in the vastness of the oceans, Leviathan's still around, and Behemoth, I don't know. Maybe it's in reference to a dinosaur that was still roaming, or...
Okay. Well, let's go to the Bible and another very reliable source, all right? Leviathan is found 5 times by name in the Old Testament. It's in Job 41, Psalms, in 2 different places, in Isaiah 21... 27:1. The Behemoth, unlike Leviathan, is only found in Job 4:15 in verses 15 and 24. They're all mystical beasts, and the characteristics of two are discussed in great detail, and it's throughout history, okay? And most people have no idea what they were, or who they are, or what they are. Commentary, you know, biblical descriptions say they're a crocodile, they're a whale, behemoth, they say is a hippopotamus or an elephant. And they, a lot of people say they're extinct dinosaurs, all right?
Sure.
A lot of medieval writers somehow consider Leviathan to be the king of the fallen angels in Jewish tradition. Leviathan is the angel of death.
Wow.
All right?
Never heard that.
Go to Enoch, the book of Enoch, mm-hmm. 1 Enoch.
Okay.
What he says about, and when I get through this, I think you'd be a little bit surprised because I have a whole different version than what Postman's got. Right?
Okay.
Behemoth and Leviathan, the Antichrist and the false prophet.
Whoa.
Where does that come from? Okay. Yeah. And can I back it up? I believe I can. Okay. During the tribulation, two men known as the Antichrist and the false prophet will perform lying wonders and deceive many. They'll be energized by Satan and be demon possessed. They will promise that the world peace and prosperity. Okay, we know all that.
Right.
God will allow them to come to power. God will send judgments on them in the final days, seven seals, seven trumpets, etc.
Right.
Two witnesses, Enoch and Elijah, will come and witness, cause plagues, and greatly agitate the Antichrist and the false prophet. And then we know the 3.5, you know, I think we all know the 3.5, you know.
Right.
Right. Okay. Over 5,000 years ago, Enoch showed us a little seed of prophetic truth looking about these two tendrils. If you go to Enoch 67 through 8, and this is called the fragment of the book of Noah, mm-hmm. It says, on that day, two monsters will be distributed, a female monster named Leviathan to dwell in the depths of the sea. Whoa. Over the fountains of the water. 8, but the masculine is named Behemoth, who occupies with his threat a void desert called Dehanadain, D-E-N-D-A-I-N, which I'm going to come back to in a minute, because mm-hmm. it's very interesting to what I talked about last week.
Wait a minute. Oh. Say that again, Frank.
In the East, this spelling is coming from the Book of Enoch. D-E-N-D-A-I-N, okay? We've talked about that spelling in different versions, but I'll come back to that in a minute.
Yeah, okay,
In the East of Garden, where the chosen and the holy dwell, where my grandfather, remember, this is the fragment of the Book of Noah, where my grandfather was taken up east of the garden, the seventh from Adam, the first men of the who Lord's spirits made, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is Noah talking, right?
Okay.
From what Enoch told him. And then now this shows me that Enoch walked with God east of the garden, which is a side note. That blew me away when I never read that before, okay?
No, me either.
Now, were they literal animals, and do they still exist today? The answer is yes, they do exist today, but what are they?
Yeah, exactly.
Enoch 69 through 10. And I asked the other angel that had showed me the power of those monsters, and they were separated in one day, and they descended into the depths of the sea, and the other to the desert land. And he said, thou son of man, thou desirest know, hear that which is a secret. In other words, you've asked a secret which can't be told. All right?
He did that a lot.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh.
Enoch 60:24-25. By the way, in a lot of versions of Enoch, chapter 24 and 25 are very hard to find. All right. Paraphrase. The angel of peace was with me. These two monsters have been prepared for a reason, and they will be spared the judgment of the flood to come. Many people will be killed, and the Lord of spirits will judge earth, and beasts of the earth will be spared until the judgment day. All right.
Okay.
Now, that's very, very interesting.
Yes, it is.
Step back to Dinatis, all right?
Okay.
According to Genesis 4:16, okay? And Cain went out in the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, which is Dinatis, east of Eden, okay? Mm-hmm. East of Eden. Relates the arriving of the land of Nod, Cain's wife bore his son Enoch, in which the name of the city was first built. All right?
Okay.
That's the satanic Enoch.
Right, the bad one.
All right?
Yeah.
The bad one in the same place. Now, to paraphrase, and there's a whole bunch more in the Bible about these two creatures, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But go to Revelation 13, the two beasts. And I saw beasts coming out of the sea, It had 10 horns and 7 heads.
I've never connected those two.
Exactly. Oh, a name man. Against God was written on each head. The beast looked like a leopard, and then it goes on and on and on. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. It had 2 horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. Okay? The beast stands before it. The first beast rides with the same power the first beast has. Okay? And they're both controlled by Satan.
I had no idea.
Now, think about that. When I found that out this week, guys, I about fell off.
That's mind-blowing. I've never connected the two.
Yeah. All right, it's right in front of us in Enoch.
Yes.
And does the book of Enoch describe that that beast that came out of the earth in detail, except for you said it had horns?
No, that was Revelation.
Wow, okay. It said it had horns.
Enoch and the other angel told me to devour those monsters. They separated one day, and one descended out of the depths of the sea, and the other in desert land. And he said to me, okay, Enoch doesn't describe the horns.
Okay.
You know what? I'd hate for this thing to be walking upright like a man, and be giant, and having horns. That made me think about it may be a minotaur or something like that.
Baphomet.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing blew me away. The connection.
Yes. Okay.
Because we've heard this entire life.
Uh-huh.
So I know you probably had to go to break, but the Collins Elite. Have you guys heard of that?
The what?
The Collins Elite. If you haven't, it's going to blow your mind. Everything you've been talking about tonight, it happened in 1947. Okay? What happened in 1917 with Aleister
Crowley. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you have to take a break?
Yeah. Can you hold on?
Yeah.
Hold on for me. Okay, I hope I hit the whole button. Find out in a minute. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 short minutes.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better, not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers' Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers' Weight Loss Clinic.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about Southpaw's Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24-7, 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaw's Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Money got a piece of the pie.
welcome back. Frank? Frank?
Yes.
Can you spell that diadem or whatever that was? Can you spell that for us?
Yeah, let me go back here. Let me look it back up. This is from Enoch. And this thing flips back and forth there. You know how computers go.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, I do. Hate them, but you got to have them.
Yeah, I know it.
And my laptop's giving me a lot of trouble. And plus, they're going to not. I'm still using 7, and they say 7's going to go away here in 2 or 3 weeks, so I got to come up with something.
Really?
Yep. I got to go to 10, and I hate. I don't like 10, what I've experienced with it.
Okay, D-E-N with that little thing above the E.
Mm-hmm.
And D-A-I-N. Avoid desert called Diadem.
Okay.
D-E-N-D.
A-I-N. And good luck finding it. Because there's another spelling for it that...
Behemoth.
I'm going to let you guys find out.
First thing that popped up was behemoth.
Yeah. Cool. That's because it's tied to it. Okay. Now, the Collins Elite. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Mm-mm.
Okay. The Collins Elite. There's a lot of evidence this was Hitler and the Nazis were trying to do or did. And there's some that, now I haven't got the proof of this yet, but it's happened again in 2018. This is a group that goes back to the 1940s. If you Google it, call it C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Elite. Okay. It's called the Babylonian Working Ritual. Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, yeah, our buddy Jack Parsons from NASA, yeah.
Yeah, performed it for several years in the 40s to bring out the Whore of Babylon.
That's right, that's
right. Which goes back... Yeah, to Aleister Crowley, which he performed in 1917, called the Almatron Working Ritual.
Yes,
okay?
And are you gonna connect Hillary Clinton with this?
No, not in this one, okay?
Okay, I could.
But Babylon Working Ritual was a series of ceramic rituals performed January to late 1946 to early 1947 by author, pioneer rocket scientist, and occultist Jack Parsons,
yep,
and Scientology founder... Ron Hubbard.
Yeah,
okay.
And Jack Parsons was someone who followed Aleister Crowley.
It was based off what Aleister Crowley did.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
These dates will blow your mind. Aleister Crowley project was based on the ideas of Aleister Crowley, a similar project in 1917 by his novel Moonchild, which he wrote about.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind 1917, because this is going to blow your mind too.
Okay.
When you know this. Okay.
Okay.
Based on this, 1917, when they did this and they were successful, a portal opened, mm-hmm, and things came through. A lot of things, strange things started to happen, okay? At the same time, a lot of spiritual things started to happen. In 1947, the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered.
Yep.
In 1947, Israel led the groundwork, and in 1948, it became reestablished as a nation.
Yeah.
In 1947, Operation High Jump, the Antarctic happened.
Yep.
Roswell happened. And by the way, there were 3 spacecraft, not just one.
Wow.
And Orwell's book of 1984 was written in 1948.
That was a big year. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things happened. The portal opened by Collins Elite. And I'm going to give you this source here in a minute, okay? They knew they were not aliens. They were interdimensional beings coming from the realm of the gods and small cats. Because
mm-hmm.
they actually tried to really, totally enforce under the American law, the laws of Noah, the Noahide laws. We know what those are.
Yeah,
okay?
they're doing
Let's
that
talk
now.
About that.
They're doing that now. Yeah.
If you type in memorandum 6751, a U.S. document dated July 8, 1947, it was declassified 2010, okay, the memorandum acknowledges the existence of alien or genomic presences, okay?
Whoa.
And it talks all about what happened. And here's where I need a little bit of help, folks, because I can't quite understand some of this. The first thing they talked about in this, or that was disclosed, is called the ethernal plane, which is a transition plane that borders the metro, shadow, and elemental plane, okay? And also has forces relative to physic magic. Now, physic magic was, from what I can find, was believed to originate in Babylon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's no gravity in the eternal plane. Time passes in the same perceived rate as the maternal plane, okay? And low exists in the in-between, okay? That's where magic happens.
Wow.
The maternal plane, from what I can find, is the inner sphere originally created with a planet called Golarion, G-O-L-A-R-I-O-N. Have you ever heard of that?
What?
Okay.
You got posted saying what?
The material plane, the material plane is an inner sphere reality in which the planet of Golarion, G-O-L-A-R-I-O-N, finds itself along with the sun and 10 sister planets.
Wow.
Okay? This is according to this report. And then the shadow plane is coexistent with the maternal plane and the external plane. But this is all explained. This is all explained in this report, all right? And what happened. But now, the really interesting thing happened. If you go to 1917, what happened in 1917 that was changed history?
Fatima.
Exactly. The three secrets of Fatima consist of a series of apocalyptic visions, prophecies that were given to three young Portuguese women, okay? And that happened right after Aleister Crowley supposedly opened up this portal. And then, you've all heard of Father Malachi Martin, right?
Yeah.
And his entire thing at the very end, he read the true third vision, okay? It says, my child, they converse in the secret that I gave to Fatima. It is a secret, it is a simple explanation. How I warned and warned that Satan would enter the highest realms of the hierarchy of Rome. The third secret, my child, is that Satan would enter into my son's church. All right?
Whoa.
He warned the Catholic Church this was going to happen. And it's now happened. Uh-huh. Okay? He got this from the third secret of Fatima that supposedly was kept secret, released, and they kept trying to hide it. Okay?
Right. I wonder why.
Yeah.
And that one only thing was the third secret. But go ahead.
Yeah. But then... we talked about Vatican City and the Pope and all that. That's where the black mass comes from, mm-hmm. all right? Mm-hmm. And then they're talking about some guy named Father Jose Gabriel Humes about the Vatican Observatory, talking about all these aliens, and then if they come down, we should treat them like brothers, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Terry, I sent you a Facebook post, okay, talking about what Pope said the other night, about 3 or 4 days ago, that blew me away. Did you see that? Did you get a chance to read that?
Is that the one about the evangelicals?
No.
No, I missed it. Which one? I haven't seen. I haven't been much online. Sorry.
Pope Francis says Jesus was a failure on the cross.
What?
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Jesus was a failure on the cross.
Yeah.
Okay? And keep in mind, Aleister Crowley performed this deal in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
At the same year these three, visions came. It's amazing.
Yeah. Wow, I'm looking this up right now. It's talking about the orbs. Orbs. They come as orbs, and I've been seeing so many orbs. This is unreal. Wow.
Frank, let me see if you seen this. This is about Behemoth. The Behemoth... is a creature as old as time itself and incredibly strong. His bones are made out of brass. He's got
force in his belly. His tail is like cedar. Yeah, he goes on and on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's made as Leviathan. The Behemoth is larger than Dendane Desert and can swallow the Jordan River whole. And he looks like an elephant.
Yeah.
That is a... that is a mastodon. It looks like an elephant.
Well, I also read something. I didn't say it tonight because I wasn't sure if I was accurate about it and have anything to back it up. But there's reports. That's what Admiral Byrd saw.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Was this creature.
Yeah. That's a mastodon or a mammoth. The mastodon was actually bigger than a mammoth, yeah. I believe. He was actually taller and didn't have as much hair as a mammoth does. A woolly mammoth is covered with hair completely.
Yes, it is. It's poofy.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But and it, when I found that, in Enoch, I go, my gosh! I've been overlooking that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it says on the day of judgment, the the Messiah would do battle with them and kill both of them, Behemoth and Leviathan, and feed the righteous with their flesh.
I spared you that. I didn't want to read that, okay? If you read the true version of being 24 and 25, they are to be fed to the righteous, period.
Right. Wow.
I didn't want to read that.
All right, we got to hit a big break.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thanks for taking my call.
That was incredible, Frank. Thank you.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Later. All right. Man, that was incredible. Yes, all right, guys, we're late for this break. We'll be back in 5 minutes. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Hey, Dad, which baseball team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what, I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news for the weekend. We're enjoying a brief break in between storm systems, and it's perfect timing. Tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, overnight low 41. Tomorrow should be a nice day. Mostly sunny, warmer, high in the upper 60s. That storm system on Monday needs to be watched, and we're keeping a close eye on it. Showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by Monday afternoon, Monday night. Some of the storms could possibly be severe. All modes of severe weather are possible. Stay on top of the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
I'm your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Interestingly enough, I had it turned off, yet we were still hearing it over the headphones. How did that happen? I had it turned off.
Sorcery.
It is. I had the volume all the way down, and it turned off, and it was still playing.
You know,
there's something weird going on with the system. It's possessed. It is.
You know, that call we just had with Frank, man, that was pretty interesting.
It's mind-blowing. It shows how much Enoch, how important the Book of Enoch is, which is why it was removed.
I actually had another question I had to ask about that. I believe this is the same desert, the exact same desert that we talked about a few months ago. And certain races or certain tribes, people may call it something different. It says Dedane in here, but I believe it's the same desert, Dudael, where the
the one I was talking about.
Yeah, before, where the fallen angels are buried up under there. Yeah,
that's right. You've been saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Where it has it's in the same area.
And that's what Frank was saying, that there was different spellings and
right.
Uh-huh. Wow,
it's the same one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they're buried with jagged rocks on top of them.
Are they the ones in brass chains?
Copper.
Copper, that's right. Not brass, copper chains.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 That's paradigm changing, isn't it?
Yeah, copper. And when all these demons and antichrists, you know, come forth and the all those beasts,
mm-hmm.
they're actually going to destroy the Middle East and Europe. And they're going to destroy most of the cities that are there, except Mecca and Medina. That ought to tell you something right there.
Yeah, that tells you who they're using as their agents.
Right.
Is copper their kryptonite? Because copper's pretty pliable.
It is.
Yeah, that's the weird thing is you'd be able to break copper chains, but they can't because it's...
It's like silver is to a
vampire.
Copper can run interference with... like electromagnetic fields and whatnot,
uh-huh.
and being creatures of energy,
uh-huh. there you go.
It would be like
that makes sense, doesn't it?
Right, and plus I think it's a grounding thing.
And the jagged rocks are probably quartz.
Wow, you just nailed it! I bet you're right. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it'd be like organite.
Yeah. Wow. There you go. That is organite.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's why. When you plant something organite in your yard, the helicopters fly over because they know that you planted something in your yard made out of organite. They really do.
Yeah.
Also, you can take, I've seen them take an orgone, one of what they call the busters, and put one at the base of a cell tower, and cell service goes out. So it affects, which tells you cell service and all these hertz and all these frequencies are bad.
Okay, my brother out there, you messed with my cellular reception.
Can't have that. I can't watch my porn. You messed my reception up.
Don't worry. You're still my buddy. I ain't going to get mad at you.
Well, hey, the International Police Agency, Interpol, discovered one of the largest and most disturbing set of Nazi artifacts in a northern suburb of guess where? Buenos Aires, which is the capital of where?
Argentina.
There you go. Back to Argentina. Agents became aware of a collector of historical artifacts who they say have procured items under UNESCO's Red Alert, referring, of course, to the United Nations organization tasked with cultural preservation.
Red Alert.
Red Alert, yes. Nazi. They found a bunch of stuff, bunch of Nazi stuff. I'm telling you, that's where Hitler went. That's where all the Nazis went. I mean, it makes sense to me.
That's where they all fled with the help of the United States of America, the Vatican, the little rat line that they had. Have you ever seen the movie The Odessa File? I get to ask you if you've ever seen the movie. The Odessa File?
I've seen portions of it, yes.
That's a good movie. Mm-hmm. That's very true. Yes. There's a lot of truth to that movie.
You know, and I got a question. This is, I would say this is a question that that a lot of people has asked. What is so bad about the world that they want to destroy 85% of us, and they want the actual commander of the fallen angels to come here and rule?
Because they're evil, they worship Satan, and the Satan is using technology, transhumanism, to out-God God. Because Satan believes he should be on the throne above the Most High, and he believes he can make a human being better than God made. They've been deceived, because that's what Satan does. Who we got?
Sam again.
Hey, Sam again.
Hey, no, something you said, and listening to Frank a minute ago, it got me thinking.
Sorry.
You were talking about the original bloodline that led back to the money changers.
Yes.
And I remember what I've seen and read about the history of the Quran and the Muslim. Anyways, Mecca. And originally in Mecca, before it was overthrown by Muhammad, there was a set of idols. There was an idol for every day of the year.
Yes.
And it was an absolute money powerhouse. Mm-hmm. And it survived, you know, and that's one of the reasons that Muhammad was hunted, and there's no, you know, it's supposed to be illegal to draw his image and whatnot because, you know, he raided Mecca, and it just, in my mind, all that kind of tied together. I wonder about the bloodlines of those, because Mecca is still a money powerhouse, and I was just wondering how that might figure into the world economy.
That's an interesting question.
That's just an angle I thought I'd throw in there. But
that's a good angle. Thank you, Sam.
All right, I'm going to get off. I'll talk to you later.
Later. Do you have any comment on that, Postman?
No, not really. Gosh.
Well, while you're thinking, Nancy Pelosi, we all know who she is. Her maiden name is Nancy D'Alessandro. Her father, a guy named Thomas D'Alessandro, was infamous for smuggling heroin into the United States with Lucky Luciano and the Baltimore Mafia. My brother-in-law sent me that today.
She's Italian, right?
Uh-huh. Well, she married an Italian.
She married an Italian.
No, I'm sorry. She is Italian. Nancy D'Alessandro. The guy, yeah, you're right. She's Italian. I'm sorry. It's getting late.
Where? Sicily, Malta, or where?
I don't know.
One of those, probably.
One of those. D, all of the above. I don't know. But there's this, I got this video, and I'm going to have to figure out how I can post it, about California and how all of this ties, the families that are intermarried that control California. It's all tied together, and it explains why California has become the California it's become. All right, last break of the night, really, till we leave, guys.
Okay.
272-9228. Bachman Turner Overdrive says 272-9228.
Everyone's holiday looks a little different. Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is here to help keep your holiday cheer intact. Happy holidays from all of us at Dixie.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi there. Welcome to the waning moments of tonight's Clearing the Air. Now, remember, we will not be here next weekend, guys. We'll not be here next weekend. We're taking off for Christmas, but we will be here before the end of the year. So.
All right, Dan.
Just an FYI, and they did turn the frickin' frogs gay, too, just in case you didn't know.
They turned the frickin' frogs gay!
See? I told you they turned the frickin' frogs gay. That's what they do. You know how they are. I did find something else. This is interesting. Okay, your DNA creates something called amino acid glycine. It produces that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is you know what glyphosate does?
It turns the freaking frogs gay.
No, it doesn't. It shuts down your DNA's normal amino acid glycine production, and it substitutes it with a synthetic glycine.
And that's what causes cancer.
Yes.
We got Frank back on line one.
Oh, okay. Hey, Frank.
Hey. I have this software I've been working on, and it's pretty interesting. I just brought this up. You know that the word, it's D-U-D-A-E-L is another interpretation of it. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay?
I thought
and
so.
And its origins, right? And this is according to the Book of Enoch.
Uh-huh.
It's a hole in the desert that was opened by God, in which he threw Azazel, one of the 200 watchers.
The leader, the leader of the rebellion. That's right.
Yeah, but there's more, okay? To understand the ancient words to Duodel, it is important to understand the traditions and language of various ancient cultures in the area from what the word derives, all right? And it goes on to a whole bunch of different, but there's another word for it called H-A-D-U-D-O, okay? And it's traceable to the Uruk Habad. Habad was Baal.
Imagine that.
Baal. Okay, right. And I wanted to bring that up because it's Azadeth. That's Baal. Everything and all points back.
Whoa! Did you say Azazel was Baal?
No.
Okay.
That's where Baal. It says Hadad was a Baal god. Word,
right.
For example,
okay.
Look up Baal Hadad. B-A-A-L-H-A-D.
Baal Hadad. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. It's Semitic in origin, and for a your graphic example, such as Hadad, H-A-D-A-D. Take Hadu. And remove the semantic preference. It gets kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, it stretches all the way back to Babylon, right? And Babel. It goes on, and it's all interconnected, right?
Absolutely, it is.
Yes. So, Daguel was originally Babel, B-A-B-E-L. You go through I've been following this guy called Mike Heisner, and he's got the software that takes Hebrew and Uruguay, Akkadian, all the original languages,
mm-hmm.
and brings up all these search words. You put a word in, and it brings everything up.
Oh,
it's expensive to find out about it, you know?
Wow.
And it's really, really interesting, okay? But it contains a hole or a gate which, I mean, that's where they're buried. That's where the fallen angels are buried.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. In the same place. So you were right, Postman.
Yeah.
Okay?
So it's not Antarctica.
That's why some
so
of the...
It's
that's
not
why,
Antarctica.
That's why some of them are buried. Some of them are down there.
Yeah. Right.
Some well, of the main ones that are that had their stronghold, you know, built in the Middle East, that's where they were buried at. There was a hole dug and they were put in there.
Yeah, I don't think it's in the Antarctic because I've been working another software program, and I think I can I'm going to back Postman on this one because I think I can find through this where most of them were at the bottomless pit, the abyss, mm-hmm. gate of, you know, whatever you, mm-hmm. they call it, the gate of God.
Right.
Okay, originally. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's a small G, right?
Right, exactly.
But it's interesting. But I just want to throw that in because I found it through the software program, and it's interesting. This thing opens up all kinds of different things I've never heard of before,
wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So, all right, thanks.
Thanks. Take right. care, Frank. I watched the Stephen Greer presentation on what we were talking about earlier with the patents and the energy.
All right.
Here's a quote from him in this presentation. 1 cubic centimeter of space in this room would provide mm-hmm. enough energy to power this country for a whole day.
Yeah.
He was trying to explain zero-point energy to the crowd, and they still trying to wrap their minds around it. It's unreal, but it's available. It's there, but see, they make money. That's what kills me is the oil companies, they're not about to let us transition off oil to go to some kind of free energy. They're not going to let that happen because they're going to lose money.
Yep. It's all about control.
It's all about control. Because
money.
Well, power, money's power, power's control. That's how it works.
Yes. Yeah, because once they know we get the apparatus to tap in the ether and get 0-point energy,
it's on.
It's on. I mean, everybody don't have one. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And all you need then is parts, and that's it.
Yes. I mean, I've told this story before. When I was trying to get my magnet motor going many, 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 many years ago, probably 10, 15 years ago, I went online and there was an Australian company that had already made magnet motors. They were little. They looked like a pony beer keg. I don't know. They were probably 18 inches tall, maybe 24 inches in diameter. And they said you can stack them. If you want to run your house, 2 of them will run your house. 1 of them will run if you go camping or whatever. You know, no input required. It ran on magnets and it produced energy. And they said, we will be producing them. They will be for sale next year. And like 6 months later, when I go online, that site's down. They're gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I was following several companies like that, and they disappear.
Exactly.
Not a trace.
There's actually, somebody posted on one of the free energy sites an actual Yellow Pages ad of a company that was selling a generator that no input. You didn't put gas in it. You didn't put anything in it. It just ran and put out like 1,800 watts.
That's the same application I told you that this person was in the military. It was in the desert, and they took it and set it about 20 feet away from the vehicle they were mm-hmm. in. And it powered every system that they had outside of that, that they're pulling on that trailer.
No input.
None whatsoever.
It's unreal. It's there. It's available. I mean, it's just too many things have happened. Stanley Myers, we talked about him off mic. He's the guy that took his Volkswagen, and he figured out the exact frequency to subject water to, and it would immediately split it into its hydrogen and oxygen atoms. Then he would take his hydrogen, feed it into his engine. They said he could take a gallon of water and run thousands of miles. Yeah. Of course, he met with some so-called, and I'm using 84 air quotes, investors at dinner one night, got poisoned and died.
Yeah. What happened to the oxygen? Did you just pump it into the vehicle?
No, the oxygen comes out the tailpipe.
Huh. Yeah.
So
that's a byproduct.
Oh, because that would terribly diminish their ability to claim global warming and... all that because your
byproduct's water.
Yeah.
Pure water.
Yeah.
It's unreal. It's too good.
Yeah.
And I know a bunch of people that have set up HHO generators in their vehicles. One guy has a diesel pickup truck, and he tells me he's getting over 100 miles a gallon, supplementing it with diesel. But you got it now with all the electronics, which is a whole other conspiracy, is all this electronic control stuff, is that to prevent us from, you know, getting around the system and figuring out our own way? You got to wonder.
Yeah, because all you need is an internal combustion engine, one that's that ran on a carburetor. That's all mm-hmm. you need.
Yeah, I got one.
And you can actually modify the system and you know give it direct injection, you know, over the closed carburetor end, and you know do it that way.
Well, there's an old guy in Colorado that has an old S10 pickup.
the carburetor. He unhooked the fuel line. I mean, he has his video. He opens the hood. You see the fuel line's plugged off. Nothing's going to the carburetor. And his air filter, he puts his air filter assembly over it, and he's got an HHO generator feeding. Everything's closed off on the air filter. It's feeding HHO. It runs totally off of water that's split into hydrogen. Mm-hmm. He drives all around. Unreal. It can be done.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Even propane, a propane setup is more efficient than gas is. That's why the state...
The original Model T got 25 miles a gallon.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
In Argentina, they have propane-running vehicles.
Mm-hmm. They probably have a bunch of Volkswagens. Yeah,
I'm talking about big full-size cargo vans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Run off of propane.
Yeah.
UPS has already went to it.
They have air motors. There's all kind of stuff out there. I've looked into this stuff. There's a site. Of course, I'm going to draw a blank now. I can't remember the name of it, but it is like the go-to site for all these patents and all this technology. I'll think of it in a minute. But there's so much stuff out there that's available, you have no idea. But I love it that people are experimenting for themselves. Many years ago, my cousin Mike, he and I were very, very close, like brothers, he ordered the plans for the Pogue, P-O-G-U-E carburetor, the 200 mile per gallon carburetor. And what it said do was to take your engine, take a metal can, and take a piece of copper tubing, run it off your exhaust manifold, and spiral it inside of your closed metal can. Then you had a fuel injector. As your engine got hot, you're running on your regular setup. As that copper got hot from the exhaust, you squirt fuel into that metal canister, and it vaporized. Then you have a pipe running out of that into your intake, and it would start running off the vaporized fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been patents done on this. There have been people that have built them themselves. It works.
Sounds like fun. Let's do it.
We should. Of course, one little spark in your car blow up, but, you know, hey.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Have you ever ran a chainsaw before?
Yeah.
What happens when it's about to run out of gas?
It runs as best as it ever runs.
The RPMs go way up because it's running on fumes.
Yep.
That's how you know it's out of gas. And then it goes dead.
That's what kills me is you have all these different companies that come out with these injectors that atomize the fuel better and better, and they talk about better atomization. Vaporize it. That's better than atomizing it.
Yeah.
It's not the same. A vapor is totally different than the atomization of fuel, the spraying of fuel. Vapor's the way to go if you can do it.
Yeah, they did the same thing with these really efficient diesels. I wish diesel trucks ran like they run these locomotives. They're diesel electric, man.
Electric,
that is like
a Tiger tank.
That is so efficient.
Big diesel motor turning a huge generator and electric motors on your wheels.
Yeah.
Simple. Well, hub motors.
Yeah.
I mean, take a car, put four hub motors on there. You're not tying up any of your interior space for a motor because they're where the wheels are. Then you got all that space for a battery or a small diesel generator, you know, anything.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Wow, we got to go, guys. That has been the fastest 4 hours.
It has.
You ain't kidding, man.
Yeah. Wow, and I didn't get half my stuff ready. That's okay.
Before we go, I want to shout out to the shrimp man, Norman Usery.